This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
USA, never forget it. Won the lotto the day we were born, right here in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Thank you, Aaron Tippin, for getting us rolling on another Talk Radio Town Hall. Friday edition of the program. Senator Kevin Cramer here for the entire hour to take your calls, questions, and comments. Jot this number down and give us a ring. If you have a question or comment today on what's on your mind, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Senator Kevin Cramer from Washington, D.C. on this Friday. Welcome back for another Talk Radio Town Hall. How's it going?
Well, it's going okay, other than we're in the middle of a brawl, trying to fight for our country and fight for fight back inflation, fight back recession. And who knew that it would be 50 Democratic senators and the Vice President of the United States is prepared to fight for higher inflation and a deeper recession. So we'll be here through the weekend, working all night, most likely by tomorrow night, and trying to try to offer up as many obstacles and as many amendments as we can, Scott.
So the palace intrigue surrounded Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat from Arizona. She was not involved in these secret negotiations, we're told, between Chuck Schumer and Joe Manchin, but announced last night she's going to support it. What kind of changes did she get? Anything for the better?
It was definitely for the better, but it was pretty minimal from what I can tell. Kyrsten has always been she's always been a warrior for business. To her credit, I think on almost every business idea, business tax incentives and things like that, she's been very strong. She opposed from the very start, and when I say the very start, it was a pretty recent start, obviously, when they sprung this on the Senate on Monday of this week, and really over the weekend, last weekend. She opposed what's called an extension of, or the elimination of what they call a loophole. It's a capital gains tax issue. It's called expanded interest. It's not quite right, but I'll come up with it anyway. And what it does is it allows certain money managers to be able to use capital gains, if you will, without paying a tax on those capital gains, or not paying the capital gains tax of this income, which is about $14 billion, Scott. And it is a bit of a wonky thing inside of our tax code. She has always opposed that. She was able to get the Democratic leadership to agree to take that out of the bill. But it's $14 billion in a roughly $750 billion bill. So in other words, it's not very significant in terms of its impact on the entire bill. What I was hoping her convictions for business and investment would lead to is a removal of the 15% corporate minimum tax. And the reason that's so important, they call it a, quote, loophole. That's what Joe Manchin calls it, loophole. There's not a loophole in a corporate tax rate. It's a 21% tax rate. But we also, in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in 2017, the Trump tax cuts that Paul Ryan and Donald Trump worked on so closely, we accelerated the ability for businesses in the United States of America to depreciate their investments, so capital investments especially. We also made it more feasible for them to bring stranded income home. In other words, multinational companies that have factories or businesses and distribution centers overseas were leaving their income overseas because we were double taxing it when it came to the United States. So we made a very specific strategic decision to lower the tax rate and then to provide opportunities for them to incentivize investment in the United States, otherwise known as America First, Scott. A familiar theme, right? Well, they're going to undo all that with this 15% minimum tax. And what that means is that businesses now, instead of investing in American production, American hiring, American expansion of their businesses, they're probably going to go somewhere else and make those investments. So anyway, she unfortunately bought into the 15% minimum, which will basically becomes a tax on everybody, Scott. It's that absolutely everybody will be impacted by this 15% minimum book tax, is what they call it.
What I got a kick out of is the reporting on this says the changes are expected to increase the bill's original $300 billion deficit reduction figure. How is it that they can say that it doesn't raise taxes, but it decreases the deficit? It seems like fuzzy math.
Well, it's very fuzzy math, Scott. I mean, the Congressional Budget Office disagrees with them. Nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, the Joint Committee on Taxation, bipartisan, disagrees with them on that. Any serious economist disagrees with them on that. They were able to get some former Treasury secretaries and others, all Democrats, of course, to say, "Oh yeah, no, it'll have a negative impact, or it'll have an impact on inflation and recession." But the reality is, to your basic math that you understand, Scott, it won't. I mean, you can't raise taxes and raise spending without increasing the deficit and deepening our recession. I mean, it's literally impossible. So the Congressional Budget Office in their analysis said it will not do anything to help bring down inflation in year one. And after year one, it will affect it by 0.1 plus to 0.1 minus. In other words, zero. So even the best case scenario is a wash, Scott. But the bad thing is, it raises taxes. By the way, it will have a negative impact on job growth. Now, why would we want to do that, Scott? Why would we want to do that?
More on that in a minute. Let's get to the phones here for Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Randy in Northwood, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, thanks, Scott, for taking my call. I wanted to publicly thank Senator Cramer. I wrote him a letter about a problem I was having with the VA, and his office reached out to me in 3 days. That is excellent service to a constituent. I also heard from Kelly Armstrong's people within 5 days, and you know who I haven't heard from? Hovind.
Well, a couple things about that. I appreciate the shout out and appreciate, first of all, your service, which is why we put veterans at such a high premium when it comes to everything, but especially casework. And I was counting the other day, I think I counted four. I have four veterans on my staff and one active service member, in a Marine who every year, Scott, because I'm on the Armed Services Committee, I get a fellow. I've had now a fellow from the Navy, the Marine Corps, Air Force and the Space Force. So we have a lot of veterans, obviously, on the staff. I'm on the Veterans Affairs Committee. But in fairness, when one senator takes a case, oftentimes the two Senate offices work together so that the other senator, so we don't duplicate. In fact, it's really a lot easier if we don't duplicate. So I'm not familiar specifically with the case, Scott, but there's a very good chance that my staff reached out to Senator Hovind's staff and said, "Hey, you know, we'll take this one, you take the next one." It's just more efficient. So.
And I guess that's something folks should know, that when there is a case opened, by a particular congressional office, you guys take the lead, right? I mean, you there's not like three offices working on one problem. Otherwise, it'd be a little chaotic.
Otherwise, it gets very clumsy, very cumbersome. So you're right. Occasionally, and I don't know if that, again, I don't know if that's the case in this case, but occasionally, if it's a really big case, we will definitely work together, especially John and I, if it becomes necessary for us to weigh in at a very high level in an agency. But for the most part, the caseworkers, it's much better if just one is working on it for obvious reasons. The other thing, Scott, there's a lot of cases, so it's better to spread the burden that way. So I don't know all of the circumstances here, but I appreciate the shout out. I have very dedicated caseworkers, and some of whom are veterans or are married to veterans. And it's very high priority, but I also want to be fair to the others.
Thank you again, though, Senator. Thank you.
Thank
again.
You. Thank you for your service.
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate the call. Love hearing from our friends in Northwood, North Dakota. All right, telephone number to join the discussion today on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer, 701-258-0550. Text us, 701-237-1590.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Something about the way she's wearing her dress a little tighter. Something about the way she's staring. She's looking.
Clay Walker on the stage tonight at WeFest, along with Miranda Lambert and Lee Bryce. WeFest bumper music for you today on What's On Your Mind. Hey, if you find yourself turning on the news and feeling a little hopeless these days, name your issue. Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, whatever. There is something you can do. You can buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Now more than ever, we need to stick together. And you know what? There's been one company willing to do that, standing with you since 2012, and that's Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering broad nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget. And their 100% U.S.-based customer support team has excellent customer support. They make things so easy. But here's what I love the most. They share our values. They support the organizations that we believe, that we share our beliefs with. Religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. They put their money where their mouth is. So join the Patriot Mobile team, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. All right, let's get back to the calls here. Dana in Valley City for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go, Dana.
Scott, first of all, I wanted to thank you for the pep talk earlier this week. I got rid of the whiny pants and put on the big boy pants. So. And Senator Cramer, I just wanted to thank you for the time that you come on here every week. I appreciate that. I was going to call and ask you for an apology, Senator Cramer, today, but I don't need that because I know exactly who I am. I'm not a communist sympathizer. I'm a God-fearing, freedom-loving, American-loving patriot, and all I did was have questions. And I got some insights on who you are. So what I'm going to continue to do is call in, hopefully, with tough questions. I'm going to try to lay off a little bit because your own words will always be the tell. So, you know, I'm not a communist sympathizer, regardless of what you think. So thank you so much, Senator.
Thanks, Dana, for the call. I'm, I have to think a little bit about what you might be talking about, but if I said something that offended you, I'm sorry for that. I don't know that you're a communist sympathizer. I will say this, though. We have to be careful a little bit about our rhetoric, and you're exactly right on all sides of the issues. It's interesting, just Scott, just this morning, before I came over to the outside breakfast, at a place that you're familiar with here in Washington, D.C., and bumped into some former House members and one former senator, Pat Roberts from Kansas, you know, who's retired both from the House and the Senate, former Ag chairman of both committees, Bob Livingston, former, I think he was Appropriations chairman, and then a guy named Bob McConnell, who is chairman of, I think he's chairman of the Friends of Ukraine Network. He's married to a Ukrainian-American woman. And they were asking me about, they brought up Tucker Carlson, as a matter of fact. They were asking me about the 57 House members that voted against support for Ukraine and a couple handful of senators that opposed it. And we got to talking about this sort of this movement in America, and the Tucker Carlson syndrome is what I call it. And why is it that some Americans don't understand, or why they don't support support for Ukraine? And I suspect that's what Dana's talking about. And there are a couple of things. One of them is that people are just tired of endless wars, and they sort of lump Europe and Ukraine and Ronald Reagan and World War II in with the war on terror in Iraq and Afghanistan and the Middle East, and they're hardly the same, but they have enough similarities that the fatigue sets in. And a lot of people don't have a real clear understanding or understand how important Ukraine is as a piece of property in the middle of Europe that has a very large border with Russia, and what the expansion of that communism into Ukraine and then perhaps beyond, which of course we know is the intention of Vladimir Putin. And so they find themselves knowingly or unknowingly sympathetic to Vladimir Putin. It's very, very weird. In the case of Tucker Carlson, I it's entertainment. Like I always say, I don't confuse my job with his job, nor should he confuse his with mine. But I also know, I've also done a little research and noticed that he's had interviews with some pretty weird, bad communist leaders in the recent past. And you just never know what motivates motivates a person. I don't think most North Dakotans are communist sympathizers, but if you're sympathetic to Vladimir Putin, and by the way, some people aren't so sympathetic to him as they are anti-Ukraine. But then you hear people, and Scott, you know, you hear from them, who literally are sympathetic to Vladimir Putin, that somehow think he's the victim in all of this. And I think we just have to get all of our, history.
Yeah, Dana, as I recall, your concern was just dollars and cents, just that we don't have the money to, right?
Dollars and cents in this border dispute has been going on forever, and he talks about communism spreading all over the place. What is Russia's clear strategy? Is it to take over those Russian-speaking regions, or what is it?
Well, what I would encourage you to do is go back and read Vladimir Putin's essay of, it's probably been almost 2 years ago now. He states, he writes in that very complete essay, which then became a speech, by the way, at the beginning of this war. And his ambitions are pretty well laid out. And if you study Vladimir Putin ever since he, was with the KGB and then eventually became the president of Russia, his ambitions are really clear. He wants to really remake the Soviet Union as much as he possibly can. And that's why we can't let him do that. And remember, I don't know if we talked about this last time you were on, Dana, but the United States was a witness and then signed the Budapest Memorandum that both Russia and Ukraine signed, as well as the United Kingdom. And that memorandum established the borders of Ukraine. It wasn't disputed at the time. It was, unanimously agreed to by the two parties, and then the two parties that were signatories and witnesses. So there shouldn't be a dispute. This is revisionist history on Vladimir Putin's part. But I think just, again, he has a very big dream for the spread of communism and the reestablishment of the Soviet Union.
Dana, glad we got that cleared up. Appreciate the call. Sam, I'm not sure where you're calling from, but go ahead with your question for Senator Kramer.
Hi, Sam.
Good morning, sir. Just wanted to ask the question. I'm wondering how the state of North Dakota got mandated into this new regulation for CDLs. We are so short of drivers here in this state.
Yeah.
I actually depend upon commercial drivers to move product from my outpost. And before this mandate came into place, we would put a load on the board to be moved. And in about two to three days, we would have a truck available to move the product. Now that same post on a board to move a product, we're 2 to 3 weeks out, Mr. Kramer. And I am wondering why. And on the other side of the question is there something that you can do to help us out of this dilemma? It's very serious there, sir.
Sam, hang on for the answer on the other side of the break. We'll keep you there in case you have a follow-up as well, and we'll visit with Senator Kramer about your CDL question when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Lowest price fuel around, by the way. That's one of the pluses. Plus, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Always good. Valley City, Harwood, West Main Avenue. The 4 for $4, by the way, deals at all the PetroServe USA. The inflation buster, the pizza, two cookies, and a soda. PetroServe USA. Brought to you today by our friends at Newsmax. Some breaking news. Famed political strategist Dick Morris says Donald Trump is running for president. Few people know President Trump better than Dick Morris. For years, he served as a top advisor to Donald Trump. And Dick Morris has a new bestseller out this week. The book is called The Return, and it reveals Trump's secret plan for 2024, his real reason for running, and his coming surprise announcement. Dick says Trump still faces three threats, but Biden can never be reelected. Newsmax says you must read The Return this year. It's already an Amazon number one bestseller. If you want to see Trump's plan, Dick Morris shares it. Big media, big tech, and the deep state want to stop Trump. But The Return shows Trump will triumph. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere or see the free offer from Newsmax and save almost $28. Go to TheReturn911.com. That's TheReturn911.com. TheReturn911.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After a dozen whistleblowers came forward to describe political favoring in the FBI, Director Christopher Wray was demanded to the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday.
When I read the letter that describes the kinds of things that you're talking about. I found it deeply troubling.
One of the complaints, the Biden laptop is filled with wrongdoing evidence, yet the FBI has done nothing since taking possession of the laptop in 2019. The Department of Justice filed civil rights charges Thursday against four Louisville police officers over the drug raid that led to the death of Breonna Taylor in 2020. A wrong-way driver is in custody after plowing through a parade in New Mexico. The incident left multiple people, including two police officers, injured. It happened in Gallup, about 140 miles west of Albuquerque. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tonight at We Fest. That's right, like Sioux Pass Ranch. Summer tradition for a lot of years down there. Back with more with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Sam's question on the CDL, Senator Cramer.
That dates back to 2012 and it just keeps getting punted, so there's no real action.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said we're back on What's on Your Mind and the question from Sam on the CDL.
Sure. So the CDL issue, this goes back to 2012, actually, which was before I was in Congress. And then you might recall that there was the highway bill at the time, Scott. They called it MAP 21, if I recall. And what it did is that sort of empowered, and I say empowered, it provided a mandate that there be some sort of a regulation on training. And so the rule actually came out February 7th of this year. So that's how long it took, by the way, for them to get to the rule. Not shocking. And we've heard this concern before. It has to do with training, the training centers, you know, what constitutes somebody being qualified for a CDL. So far, and I want to get to the specific issue that's brought up here right now, and that is, so far it hasn't really affected current drivers. It will certainly affect drivers going into the future. But we have a driver shortage, partly perhaps due to this, making it more onerous to get a license or to earn the CDL designation. And it's the bureaucracy is always trying to do that. We did reach out. We've harassed the people over at DOT and at the regulatory side of it for motor carriers to try and find out how we can get some exemptions, some waivers for certain states. You know, we've often and sometimes successfully been able to appeal based on the rural nature of not just our state but the region on various things. There are no waivers in their rule for this issue. So that much we do know. In the meantime, we continue to look for legislative fixes where we might be able to at some point when there were enough freedom lovers in the United States Congress to make a majority, rein in some of this. But the access to the training facilities, and there's a number of them. I don't remember exactly how many or where they all are in North Dakota. There are still a number of them, although not as many as perhaps there once were. We need to make it easier for people to work, not make it harder for people to work. That is a fundamental difference between the two political parties, I think, for sure, and certainly the two ideologies. There are other issues where we've had some success. We've introduced legislation to allow interstate driving, make it a little bit easier. Part of the reason, I think his first question was an interesting one, though, and I think it's worth exploring, that's how is it that North Dakota gets mandated by this? And the way it gets mandated by this is that interstate commerce is actually in the Constitution, a federal jurisdiction. And so because of interstate commerce jurisdiction and because of, transportation, the U.S. Department of Transportation, the funding mechanisms and formulas and all those things, there's no question that there's some federal nexus.
Is there relief at all possible from any of this?
Well, there doesn't appear to be unless the law has changed. Because, again, this was passed in 2012, giving this authority, mandating it, really, and then the U.S. DOT taking it on, taking all of these years, nearly 10 years to come up with the rule. There are no waivers. There are no exceptions. We'll try to do something legislatively, or perhaps with an administrative change, you can start another 10-year process of changing the rule. And I only say that somewhat in jest, but it takes a long time to do these rules.
Sam, that probably wasn't the answer you were looking for. Not a lot of relief available.
Well, probably the issue that I was that I didn't mention here is that we're having right now all across the country, we're having baby boomers retiring by the hundreds to the thousands, and a lot of those boomers were out there operating those trucks. And There has to be some way that we can make commerce move, because even the big box stores, the FedExes, everybody, nobody can find drivers to fill these positions when they come available.
So Sam has touched on what is perhaps not as often talked about, but one of the most critical challenges to inflation. And that is the supply chain, and the supply chain that is broken for a number of reasons, not the least of which is several countries, including our own, shut down the supply chain. And then because of the pandemic, a number of people saw the opportunity to not work and still get paid a lot. And a lot of people retired early, to Sam's point. A lot of people retired, a little earlier than they would have. They retired a little earlier than they would have needed to previously, and getting those people back into the workforce has proven to be very challenging. So what Sam's talking about is true of pretty much every industry. It's particularly hard hitting on the supply chain. And obviously the movement of commerce is a critical aspect of the supply chain. And further regulations certainly haven't helped, obviously. It has hampered us a great deal. So he's got a specific concern, specific to his industry. He's right on point. We'll continue to look and see if there are ways to get some relief, Scott, whether it's with the regulators themselves. There are no waivers, so perhaps...
Maybe it's going to take commerce stopping dead in its tracks,
Well, one would think so, Scott, right? But if that was going to motivate this administration, the executive branch, which is in charge of all of this, they wouldn't be pushing another $750 billion tax increase and spending bill down our throats that during a recession and inflation spike. So I don't think you can really communicate logically with the people that are in charge right now.
Appreciate the call, Sam, and feel your pain there, fellow. Thank you. Kenny in Fargo, you're next for Senator Kevin Cramer.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good morning, Senator Cramer.
Good morning.
I could follow up with Samazine. I work directly with trucking companies. Yeah, it's a huge issue. There's so many trucks sitting that they just can't move a load, but that's another topic. First off, Scott, I just had my coffee this morning.
What do you think?
It is as advertised. My wife drinks hers straight. I make gravy out of mine, but yeah, both of them really good. And I'm afraid it's Mundell's.
I missed part of this conversation.
I have that view of gravy for coffee, but I love it. And he's talking about the latest product from Mike Lindell, who discovered these entrepreneurs that had this great coffee. And Mike's a connoisseur of coffee. And you can get it at mystore.com. It supports entrepreneurs. Use the promo code Scott to get the deal off. So, or call him at 800-506-9028. Glad to hear that raving review for my coffee. Thank you, Kenny.
Yeah, my wife said if Lindell starts advertising my Corvettes, I'm getting a divorce, but.
I love it. Yeah.
So, Senator Kramer, I guess there's more of a statement for everybody to know, and I'm not even sure what can be done about it, but just so you're informed. So I'm a small business here in Fargo. We're seasonal, so I hire a lot of diverse people every year. I don't care who they are. I don't care your color, your race. You show up, and you got the proper ID, I'll put you to work. So about a month ago, I had a couple gentlemen got a hold of me. They're looking for a job and eventually connected, and they didn't have a car, and they ended up walking to my shop. So I chatted with them, and after a long conversation, found out that these guys actually came over on the airlift from Afghanistan. Hmm. And in talking with them and more, and I bet I chatted with them for an hour, come to find out, they actually are from Pakistan. They were in no danger of anything. They just heard the U.S. was airlifting people out, and they decided to come over and hop on. And, you know, so as I chatted with them, I said, was it hard to get on? He goes, no, not at all. They were no background checks, nothing. So these guys are 34, 35 years old, very nice. I had a great conversation with them. They got young kids at home, and they are going to school at NDSU, and we're paying for it. And the guy said, he goes, here's what I need, a job for 2 months. That's all they had. That was their requirement. They didn't need the money. He just needed a job for 2 months to show that he would help out. And then after that, you know, school was paid for. So I asked them, are you interested in going back? You know, a lot of times I hear people, I said, from all over the world, and some want to go back home after they get money and some don't. And he goes, no, I have a wife and young kid at home. He goes, but if I'm good, in 1 year, they get to be brought over for free.
How is that sustainable?
If you're in your queue. Yeah, you know, so, I mean, don't tell me they're doing background checks. They're not. These guys flat out go, yeah, no, we just walked across from Pakistan and hopped on. So how do, you know, again, it's not even a question. It's more of a statement to let people know this is what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Granted, our southern border is wide open, too, but.
Yeah, but if I won't, you know, Scott, I'll avoid getting into the one case that I spoke on the floor about last week where, and a woman married to an American with three American children is thrown out of the United States because she had overstayed a visa, which she was here legitimately during the pandemic when the borders were closed. Anyway, so several things. First of all, thank you for sharing the story. I will pile on a little bit. I've heard other anecdotes like this from actually military people at some of the bases where they were airlifted to. And just how hands off they were required to be. Now it sounds like you have a couple of, you know, good Pakistanis, you know, that want to work, want to learn, want to provide for their family. Came here the wrong way for the right reasons, to get at least a little part of the American dream. But whether they are those kinds of people or people that'll spit in the face of an American soldier, the American soldier at these bases isn't. Allowed to retaliate. That is the new doctrine of this administration. And as you know, they open the border, to your point, the southern border wide open. They absolutely botched, obviously, the exit from Afghanistan, but I'm not so sure they think they botched it. I'm not so sure they didn't get exactly what they want. Chaos, because in chaos, you can allow about anything bad to happen that happens. So I appreciate you sharing the story. Obviously, we'll pass this one along as well, and yeah, keep fighting for the appropriate process to make sure that the right people come and the wrong people do not.
Kenny, thanks for the call. Texter wants to know if the latest Manchin bill can be stopped by the parliamentarian. Well, you know what? This is rules inside baseball, but is that possible here still?
Probably not. There will very likely be some parts of it that will be stopped that are very policy oriented versus money oriented. So what the person's talking about and why the parliamentarian matters, and that's why this is taking a little while to get to finally getting it on the floor, is because through budget reconciliation, the rule that allows it to be passed with a simple majority in the Senate, 50 senators plus Kamala Harris, it cannot veer into policy except for policy that is somewhat affected by an appropriation or a tax. So we can get more into it in a little bit, but there's an interesting piece in there that's become somewhat controversial in this regard relating to the West Virginia versus EPA case, as a matter of fact.
Let's hope they don't undo that good victory for us. More after this with Senator Kevin Cramer.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July auctions include 301 acres in Grant County, 65 acres in a farmstead in Barnes County near Valley City, 156 acres of exceptional cropland in Traverse County, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Steele County, 342 acres of very good cropland in Stutzman County, and 276 acres of cropland in Towner County near First, North Dakota, and exceptional farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Attention farmers, harvest season is right around the corner. Don't let a lack of storage slow down your operation. We have over 50 broad grain bins in stock. But don't wait, they will go fast. We also offer repair and maintenance services to damaged and existing bins. Our team will make sure that you have the best storage solutions to keep your farm moving at full speed. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Let's celebrate America all month long at PetroServe USA. America t-shirts are $9.99. Great variety. Check those out. Twizzlers $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds in the 5-ounce bag, $1.39. Jack Link's Wild River 3 1/4-ounce bag, $4.99. The Ghost Energy drinks, 2 for $4. And any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, still 79 cents. Wow. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, too. PetroServe USA. Just tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters. You've heard our ads about egress windows. They add sunlight, they provide an escape, and add value to your home. All true, but I'd like to let you in on a little secret. You can add an egress window anywhere, even if there's no existing window. I know this because at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Precision Concrete Cutters. 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
On your mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranties for a lifetime. Not only new Buicks, GMCs, those 2023 Sierra 1500 starting to trickle in, but some, 103 used vehicles. Not only GMCs and Buicks, plenty of others too. Subaru Forester. Here's a couple of those. Silverado, Edge, Ram, F-150, lots more. Check them out at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back with Senator Kevin Cramer, final segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall. You mentioned before the break something in the Manchin bill that, did you say, could possibly overturn West Virginia versus EPA, or is that what it intended to do?
Well, I think that's what they intend to do. I don't think it can, Scott. And the reason I bring it up is it speaks sort of to the differentiation between what the parliamentarian can allow and what she won't allow. When it's policy that's incidental to an appropriation, sometimes it'll be allowed. But if it's an attempt to change policy, that can't be allowed. And in this bill, there is a $45 million appropriation, important distinction, appropriation, to allow the EPA to regulate for purposes of climate change these various parts of EPA's authority, including 111. Now remember, the West Virginia versus EPA case was all about Section 111D, which in essence deals with the power generation source, the stationary source, which the Clean Air Act does not prescribe for the EPA to regulate. That's why we succeeded and won, we being North Dakota and West Virginia and other states, that case at the EPA. So in this bill, they put this appropriation in for regulating under 111. They still don't have the authority. I think the Supreme Court's decision still stands on the same solid ground because the Supreme Court said, no, Congress did not give you that authority. But it is nonetheless, in my view, it is, first of all, clear intent. And it does create a little bit of a backdoor, foot in the door, if you will, argument that at some point somebody might say, well, look, Congress clearly intended for the EPA to have this authority. They actually named Section 111 in this $45 million appropriation. That's how clever they get, and this is why we have to always be so diligent. And I think it's sort of fringy, but it's not irrelevant either, Scott.
Texter says we're watching the controlled demolition of the United States, plain and simple, and anyone saying otherwise is either woefully uninformed, deluded, or on board with it. Feels that way some days, doesn't it?
It sort of does, but Scott, I tend not to be that pessimistic. Don't get me wrong, it's very serious. They have all the levers of power, and they are using them all as best they can. Now, thank goodness that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema have saved the United States Senate's rules and the institution of the United States Senate, or they'd do everything with a simple majority. That's what the other 48 Democrats in the Senate want to do, just simple majority on everything, and the minority party to have nothing to say about anything, and that is not what our founders created, obviously. And we've overcome a lot of big things, a civil war, two world wars, civil rights movement. I mean, we have improved our country step by step. But it does feel like right now we're in a pretty significant backslide. But a lot of that's cultural as much as it is political. And that's why we have to preserve things like the United States Senate and the rules of the Senate and the Electoral College to make sure that little places like North Dakota, South Dakota, and throughout the middle of America aren't run over by the coasts.
Steve in Fargo for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Steve.
My call.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. I've been listening to your questions today. You've been getting beat up a lot. Hopefully this one's something you can fix easy.
I haven't felt beat up yet, Scott, but anyway.
Yeah, me either. Go ahead.
All right. In October, some friends of mine and I are going on the honor flight to D.C.
Awesome.
And, okay, one of my friends was Special Forces, and he operated with a group called Phoenix, which is a CIA organization. And he and another Special Forces operative and a CIA agent parachuted into Cambodia to rescue a downed pilot.
Wow.
The CIA agent was killed during that mission. Since we're going to visit the Vietnam Wall, we would like to be able to visit the CIA Wall. Because his name will not be on the wall.
Okay.
And
so you want me to see if I can arrange that for you?
If you could, please. I've tried contacting the CIA through their website, and I'm not getting anywhere.
Yeah. Well, okay. We'll jot that down. Scott, make sure I get – we need your contact information so we can have somebody call you back. And you'll have to make the arrangements, obviously, with the Honor Flight folks because, as you know, that would be a little bit of a diversion from their bus trips. But there's okay. We've done that before. You know, as you know, I chaired the Rough Rider Honor Flight, the five flights from Bismarck a few years ago. It's probably more than a few, Scott. I don't know. But anyway, a while back. And I do know that these are little diversions. We just have to work them out with the organizers and get you hooked back up.
Steve,
this sounds like a pretty cool special case. Let's
see. It sure does, doesn't it? Yeah, Steve, hang on. We'll get your information. We'll relay that to Senator Kramer's office, okay? So, Daniel, if you'd get that, that'd be fantastic, and we'll send that on. Last text of the day. Appreciate all you do for us, Senator Kramer. It's got to be a tough job. Thank you. Appreciate the time.
You know, it is a tough job, but it's such a blessing at the same time, Scott. When I come on your show, and I love the, you know, Steve thinking I got beat up, this is why I do it, man. This is what it's all about. But
did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Attention farmers. Harvest season is right around the corner. Don't let a lack of storage slow down your operation. We have over 50 broad grain bins in stock. But don't wait. They will go fast. We also offer repair and maintenance services to damaged and existing bins. Our team will make sure that you have the best storage solutions to keep your farm moving at full speed. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.